From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Federal prosecutors have placed terrorism charges against the Uzbek immigrant accused of running down eight people with a truck in New York City. Saifulo Saipov, 29 years old, was shot in the stomach by a policeman. Charges against him include providing material support to a terror group and destruction of motor vehicles. It's not known when he can make his first court appearance. He allegedly drove a rented truck down a crowded bicycle path in downtown Manhattan Tuesday afternoon, running over bike riders and pedestrians. The truck hit a school bus and Saipov jumped out of the damaged truck. He was waving what turned out to be a paintball gun and a pellet gun before he was shot by a New York police officer. Investigators who've questioned him in his hospital bed, that is, say he planned the attack for weeks. He said he did it in the name of the Islamic State and is proud of what he did. Tempers flared as U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday grilled Facebook, Twitter, and Google representatives about Russia's use of their platforms to spread disinformation during the 2016 presidential campaign, as well as the company's efforts to prevent a repeat. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat from California, said, "I don't think you get it. What we're talking about is a cataclysmic change. What we're talking about is a major foreign power with the sophistication and ability to involve themselves in an American presidential election and sow conflict and discord all over this nation." She said the social media companies bear ultimate responsibility, that is, for the material that is posted on their site. This is VOA News.